everyone, happy new year. As I record this, boo, it's about 8:53 p.m. so about 3 hours and 7 minutes to go till 2014, and I'm looking forward to 2014. The end of 2013 was good for me. Well, back in October, moved out. I got my own place here, and I've been fairly happy. There's been a couple issues lately, but it hasn't been too bad, so I've been fairly happy here. And then I've been fairly happy here with everything. And then I believe it was October, no, it was November, that I contacted my friend Steve that I've known for a while. And we decided that we'd be friends again. So Steve and I are very, very close. We really, really like each other. Neither of us are looking for a relationship, but we're like brother and sister. We're really close. We can talk about anything, almost share anything. So him and I are very, very close. It's unbelievable how close we are. And he's been coming, staying here at night. And it's, I don't know, we've been talking a lot during the day, and it's, you know, it's made me very happy, you know, and to be so close to someone. Steve and I have known each other for over 2 years now, and, you know, we've always been close, so it's amazing. I don't think we'll get any farther than friends, but we're brother and sister, and we say we're in a relationship, so. Yeah, so the moving was the big highlight of the year, and, you know, I've tried to make friends, you know, and get close to people, and it hasn't worked out till I met Steve, and, you know, it's just, because that is just amazing. He's just caring, and I've never had anyone, never been with anyone so caring, and, you know, so caring and so honest like he is, and he wrecks a lot now, and I'm gonna, you know, that's my goal for 2014, is to get working with Steve, and maybe down the road, we're talking, maybe down the road, when my lease is up here in October, we're talking, maybe getting a place together. So, it's just a, you know, it's just a possibility, you know, at this point. We don't know, you know, what's going to go on. I know over all the time Steve and I have talked, we have always been close, and, you know, we, like any relationship or any friendship, we do have our differences, you know. When I think with him staying here, it's, to me, you know, it's really helped me, you know, through my anxiety and stuff. Yeah, and back in May, you know, I'm just trying to think of some of the highlights, you know, or the back in May, you know, I had that panic attack, and for anyone who knows, you know, when I ended up at the emergency at the new hospital, and that was quite a scary thing, and, you know, when I couldn't even hardly walk, you know, for a while, and how I've come along, it's a miracle. Now, I find when I'm out with, when I'm out now, I'm doing a lot better. I found even when there's a little bit of snow, I don't do as bad as I have done. But I think that's all encouragement of by someone special to me, Steve. And, you know, I think everything, you know, will turn out for the best. But I am really looking forward to starting a new year and, you know, putting the bad things about the year behind me. And, you know, it's going to be, it's going to be a great year. So I'd like to just wish everyone a happy new year. And, you know, well, another thing that happened later this year, too, is Mushroom FM closed, and I left Mushroom FM, and I've been working with Dean and Becky Orman. I don't know if Dean and Rebecca Orman, I don't know if they listen to my audio boos or not. But I've been listening to their shows on Top Tunes FM, and I'm a presenter there. So, you know, it's a new start for me doing that. And with me starting rookie, doing some work, I have to, adjust my schedule, and starting actually on Saturday, I am going to be working for, you know, actually Saturday, I'm going to be working for Steve, so, you know, I'm looking forward to it. So anyway, I just wanted to wish everyone a happy new year and hope you all have a great new year's. And all the best in 2014. Take care, everyone. God bless.